Hello everyone and welcome to this new episode of BVTV. The week has been absolutely packed with events and economic news, including the S&P downgrade of China from AA- to A+, which is following something similar done by Moody's earlier in the year. The damages brought by the hurricane season to the US and the Caribbean, which have been estimated by some in around $70 billion, with the last devastation brought by Irma in the island of Puerto Rico, where they have been without power for the last week, and German elections. And by the way, my colleague Wolfgang Bauer is posting a blog discussing more in detail about the results of these elections. But I want to focus on something else, something that has been defined by some investors as irrelevant news, and I think is completely underappreciated, which is the Fed's announced reduction starting from October of their balance sheet. In fact, if we think that the expansion up to $4.5 trillion that we have seen over the last few years has been the main driver or catalyst of this increase in asset prices, it's better to watch and monitor what will happen next as we'll experience this unwinding. What is the context? So there is solid, synchronized economic growth around the world, which is something we have seen only twice in the last 20 years. And in fact, fixed income and equity markets have been fully pricing in this positive economic news, and volatility has been incredibly low. So if we observe for how long we have been living this bull run, you can see on this chart that this has been the third longest period in the last century, which is something already unusual. And I want to take a quick look at three different factors that would highlight where we might run into problems. So if I review from 1980 what has been the formation of bubbles in different sectors and asset classes, I can see that the areas that look at most risk in terms of price exuberance, they look like being technology, internet, and e-commerce. If I move on and look at the development of non-financial debt, there's nothing surprising to point out at China, where we are seeing a trend which is very similar to what we have seen in Japan, in the US and in Spain before previous crises. But also another definition of a potential bubble or something we may want to be aware of is when we observe a decoupling between rising asset prices and fundamentals. And we plot in this chart exactly the development and the increase of the Fed's balance sheet over the years versus the S&P 500 as a proxy. We could plot US or even European yield on this chart and we would observe a very similar pattern. And you can see in the last period that asset prices have continued to rise despite the balance sheet of the Fed being at the same levels and being about to be reduced. So the idea is that we have been observing very resilient markets. Volatility has been incredibly low. But if we think that the expansion of the balance sheet of the Fed has been the main driver or one of the main factors of these increasing prices, we may want to be prepared for the next year, for the new season, for maybe increasing volatility and increasing potential problems in these pockets of the markets. By the way, you will see in this last chart that every time the Fed has been tightening their monetary policy, we ended up with an event. Thank you very much for your attention and see you next week.